when talking about MS, focus on a very specific part of MS, of truth. Okay, and here we're going to deal with the specific aspect of MS, which is truth. Okay, there are going to be two different aspects of MS, two different usages of the word MS, which we're going to deal with today. One is the concept of truth, and one is the concept of authenticity. And we're going to try to see how we are going to bring them together and see how working on one is going to affect the other. Okay? So I'm going to start with truth. Rivaldi, when he talks about MS, says, at the yisod of truth is always going to be attached to the concept of iun, morkavut, complexity. He says, to a certain extent, the oyev, the militant of MS is going to be simplicity. He says when Chazal used the concept, the word MS, we're never referring to simplistic truth. Okay, when I were to pick up this pen, when we talk about shavuos, okay, taking a shavua that this pen is a book, okay, is not considered sheker. It's not a shavua sheker. It's a shavua shav. It's useless. It refers to the pashtus in a totally pointless type of way. Okay, when we talk about MS, we talk about something which is at the essence, and we say, is this really the essence of it, or is it not the essence of it? Since whenever we use the concept MS, whenever we talk about the concept MS, we're always talking about something which is more complex, something which requires greater yun, greater sensitivity to notice or to pay attention to. Okay, in general, as Rabbi Rucham, as he brings down from the Tzava of Rabbi Rucham, Rivaldi brings down from the Tzava of Rabbi Rucham, that any time that you see something as being super pashut, over pashut, it should always cause you to be concerned or thoughtful of, wait a second, maybe there's something a little bit more kav, a little bit more complex. This is very reminiscent of basic Yesodos and Rav Soloveitchik, of the fact that when we start off with the concept of Kol Adam Kozev, or which Rivaldi expresses similarly, similarly when he talks about the midrash, the basic midrash of MS, that all Bnei Adam are Bali Machlokas. Okay, so both of them express it in the same type of way. Mankind is by nature complex. If things seem too simplistic, they probably are, okay? So, first of all, I head towards one of the emphases of why I'm speaking about this, besides Purim and MS. Another, and it's, I know that you're far away from Eretz Yisrael, but certainly, it's one of the painful, for anyone who's a Talmud of Rivaldi, or a Talmud of Yerucham, one of the most painful aspects of the general community machlokas which is going on in Eretz Yisrael, is the simplistic rhetoric. Simplistic rhetoric on both sides. Okay? When you walk into a world where everything is very simply divided up into parasites and usefulness, everything is like swath with like a world of like everything is black and white, that should cause everyone to stop and say, really? Really, everything is so simplistic? Everything is so partial? Okay, so one of the things which is so painful right now with this tufa is definitely the simplistic rhetoric. Okay? Now, which Rivaldi and Rav Yerucham in his Tzava, which Rivaldi brings, okay, should always cause us to say, wait a second, is that so partial? Okay? Now, Rav Yerucham points out in last week's parasha in Vayikra, okay, that that's not only true about simple people. It's not just when simple people yell out something simplistic. He said this is really a basic concept, which in last week's parasha, and it's very interesting how Rav Yerucham takes it from the midrash, okay? But the first midrash in this week is in this last week's parasha. In last week's parasha, when the midrash is dorish about it's a very sharp midrash. Okay, is Dorish than any Talmud Chacham without Deya, okay, is worthy of Nevela, or is not even worthy of Nevela. Okay, now how does the Midrash explain this concept, or what is the example? The example isn't the Pashat Yid, the example isn't the Talmud Chacham who you think is a Talmud Chacham, but he's not really a Talmud Chacham, he only has book knowledge. Talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. says Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Midrash, who's Avi HaChachamim, Avi HaNavim. He's of the greatest and the most kadosh. He was Ole L'Shamayim, and nonetheless, when it came to talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he couldn't be impulsive. He had to wait. Wait until HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him in. This is essentially the same expression which we have in Chazal of having mitunim b'din. Having mitunim b'din is not talking about simply the fresh musmach or the not yet musmach who needs to say, wait a second, think a little bit more before you throw out a psak. It's talking about even the Sanhedrin HaGadol has to be mitunim b'din and has to say, wait a second, this is a very serious din. Wait till tomorrow to be chokhmah with him. Don't be done tonight. I know you're the greatest Talmidei Chachamim of the door. It seems very simple. It seems very poshut. Wait. Ask him tomorrow. Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to come in? You want to run in? Wait. Slow down. Have self-control. Wait until you're called in. Because even the greatest Talmid Chacham, the greatest Navi, needs to have a modicum of self-control and nikkunus. Why? Why? Because that which seems partial first, this is where Rav Yerucham says, by definition, and the Chazon Ish, this is the point of the Chazon Ish also, when Revolvi brings down Rav Yerucham, you hear the Chazon Ish screaming. Okay? When he says, Chachma is always going to be kalui, and the dak shebedak, on the most subtle distinctions. The emuna which you see, which is pashut, is going to be only chitzonim. Real emuna is going to require ilum. It's going to require sensitivity. It's going to require stop, think about it harder. I know that there's something which happened, or there might be emails which are wonderful, which are ma'orer, and which are wonderful, but that's not at the depths of emuna. That might be ma'orer to emuna, but stop, real emuna has to be something which comes from greater feeling, from greater sensitivity. Emes must be something which is more and more kav. That's what Rav Ovi says in Ali Shur Sheni, when he talks about emes, and he says, by definition, emes can only be something which can come out through slow, deliberate feeling. Okay? That's the first piece which we're going to attach it in a second. That's the first piece, which is the concept of emes meaning truth. Truth takes a certain process, takes a certain metinos, takes a certain eon. You should always be wary when truth is too pushed, when truth is too quick, when truth is too impulsive, when truth is shot at from the hip. Now that doesn't mean that the first thing you come to couldn't be true, but it might only be accidentally true. Okay? It means you always need to be marked, and even the Seder and the Gadol has to be between you. Okay? Let's walk over for a second to the second piece of MS, which is the concept of authenticity. By authenticity, we know the Ramchal, okay, has three stages in authenticity. Okay? Break up three stages, the basic three stages, as the stage of Precious, the stage of Tahara, and the stage of Kedusha. Okay, the stage of Precious is the stage, if we want to say in authenticity, it's the basic level of authenticity which we think of at first glance, which is that my actions are in line with my beliefs. I never do something against that which I believe, which I think. I'm able to have, Precious is about self-control. I'm able to have self-control. We've spoken about this millions of times relative to Purim, relative to Yom Narayim. Right? That's what Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah is about. Did you have self-control? Were your ma'asim according to what they should be, what they were supposed to be? Okay? That's one type of authenticity. Okay? There's a next stage in that process, says the Ramchal, which is Tahara. Stage of Tahara is where it's not just did I have self-control, but did I stop having the taivos which I used to have? Now that's not just another level from Precious, that's Novea from Precious. That's the basics of Savarta. Okay? When we stop being dependent on certain things, we become less nogabadavar. And as we become less nogabadavar, as we're purish from things, we're also able to say, you know what, I don't need it. You know what, it's not as important as something else. My nigyus, my time for it, my drive for it becomes less. And therefore, there are other things, again, we have, as this is exactly what the Chazon Ish also says in Midos. Okay? When we're running after taivas, it's not because we don't have good taivas. It's just that sometimes our other taivas are stronger. Right? He says that's why we say Sur Meira V'Aseh Tov. Why do we start with the Sur Meira and not start with the Aseh Tov? He says because there's no Chokhmah starting from Aseh Tov. Everyone wants to be a taiva. We're not lacking in our desire to be a Ben Torah. It just sometimes is outweighed by our desire for other taivas. So the Chokhmah is not to want to be a taiva. The Chokhmah is to want to be a tzaddik more, or to need to be a tzaddik, better yet. To need to be a tzaddik more than we need some of the other things. As we practice in Krishus, we develop less of a need in those things. And then, you know, Tara is really not such a chiddush, because we all want good things. Okay? It's just now, the good things which we want are actually front and center, rather than some of the other things. So Krishna leads to that. It's just a certain perspective of that we're not really shifting our desire as much as we always wanted two things. But as we do Krishna, now we're able to want this more. We really want to be a Ventura more than we want to run around and do certain other things. So we want this more. That's the second stage. The third stage, and this is both in the Vardik and in the Ramchal, the third stage, the stage of Kedusha, is, wait a second. If I already have a greater Ratzon for positive things than for my target for the negative things, then now when I do something, imagine for a second, okay? Now when I do things, then it's going to be driven by my primary Ratzon. Okay? If I'm sitting here and I really genuinely want to have Kedusha Shabbos, and I really genuinely like a good steak, okay? So if my liking of a good steak is greater, so when I'm sitting there and eating a steak for Kedusha Shabbos, so if my wanting of a steak is more, then I'm primarily wanting steak. If I've managed to shift that balance, not that I hate steak, I still like steak. But my desire to have Kedusha Shabbos and a special Shabbos is stronger than my desire for steak, then now when I eat the steak on Shabbos, I'm saying, ah, Kedusha Shabbos. Both are always there. It's not that I have one or I have the other or something. It's a little bit more complex. It's a little bit more complex. But the primary rutzel, the one which takes precedence, is always the one which is going to lead. So therefore, Precious leads to Tara, leads to Kedusha, leads to allow me, to enable me to use the physical and have primary positive ratzonos lead. Okay? This isn't magic. This isn't something huge. This is just, what is my primary? What's my more central drive? Okay? We're not expecting ourselves to be malachim who no longer like dashmas. We just want to want ruchnias. So, and you know how we want to want to learn like ruchnias more? We want to need certain gashmias less. We don't, it's okay for us to want gashmias, but we don't need certain gashmias less. Okay? So that's our precious, that's our authenticity. Our authenticity is when we're sitting there and we genuinely want to do things, we want to genuinely think opportunities for positive reasons. Good. Okay? Two expressions of emes. Okay? And again, just a chazer from years past and from other times. So Purim is an expression of kedusha. Purim is when I'm able to say genuinely, it's not just that I have self-control, but I'm doing things because I really genuinely want it. I'm being self-control. Not because I have self-control, even when I don't have self-control. But even when I don't have self-control, just imagine the Rambam, just thinking of it. Imagine you say to the Rambam, right? Or, you know, say to Rav Yerucha, right? Bar Das, the day of das is what makes the person. Imagine you start the sugya and you start saying, right, ad lo yada, before you even start explaining, ad lo yada? Hayitokin? It's like saying to the Rambam. You know, you want to have that point where you're not acting from through reasonable intellectual thought. Rambam, whoa, slow down. Did you just say I took away my humanity? I just became a non-benadol. Ad lo yada? Okay. So, in Kedusha, what we're saying is, Ad atalo oved mitoch adeo, elo haritzonos shemovilo. The leading ritzonos are for kedusha. That's what he wants. That's for him. Okay, so we have now. We'll try to finish up with our avoda. Okay, so we have now two concepts of emes. The concept of emes of truth. When you get the truth, when you hear ideas, which are a little bit too partial, a little bit too simplistic, a little bit too quick, a little bit too impulsive, a little bit too responsive. Not that out. Not done with the keynote. Not realizing or expressing the fact that things might be a little bit more complicated. One piece of MS. The other piece of MS is my activities are genuine. They're coming from a good place. They're coming from my genuine desire. They're coming not just from what I think to be right, but from what I want to be right. What's the cab? What is the connection point between them? That's where the reveal comes from last week's question. He says the connecting point, and I wouldn't have had to say this from the Midrash, okay, but Rav Yerucham says it. He says the connecting point between these two is the concept of practicing preachers. I'm not talking right now about a Derech Chaim of preacher. I'm not talking about asceticism. I'm not talking about practicing asceticism. I'm talking about being Ovid in some area, doing some sort of avoda, some small sort of avoda, of self-regulation and self-control. Some area, okay? And I have some area where I say, you know what? No dessert. Not no dessert because of a concept of asceticism. You know, no dessert for this week, for next week. I'm not doing dessert. Why? As a chinuch, not as a definition of kedusha, not mitzad Ramban of liot prushim, of kedusha being an expression of prushus, but al chinuch atzmi of saying, you know what, I need to practice self-control. Because you know what? The Yerucham says self-control brings to the ability to be mitunim b'din and have a greater ability to reach oneness. And because prushus leads to also practicing precious also leads to, not only to MS, but also leads to the ability for my desires to be coming from a healthy place and not just being impulsive. Okay? So this is where we come to that part of self-chinuch in some area of precious. Now imagine for myself, imagine a balabas. You have two tsuras of balabas. Two balabatim, both of them learn. Both of them are Erlich, okay? One has some area in his life, but he also practices Prushus. When I say practicing Prushus, I'm saying, you know what? He decides that in terms of speech, there are certain things he's not going to speak about. Not even Asr. In terms of Mutter, you know what? He wants to have self-control in that area. There's certain things which he doesn't eat. Just for this week, next week, not making a big deal about it, not just as a type of mini Prushus. Of self-control. Okay? Certain things he doesn't do, so he's just not doing them right now. Okay? There you have a tour of someone who is a Balabas. Now, that type of person comes to Rabbi Yerucham and says, you know what? It's not just that I'd have more confidence that he has self-control, I'd have even more confidence in his opinion. Because his opinion is probably not impulsive. I'd have more confidence that what he's doing is L'shem Shemayim and not coming from a side type of. Because when you practice Prishos, you practice things. Everyone should keep some area, some small area, not to be aesthetic. And not to be kavua, not that for the rest of my life. Some area, practice self-control. And the truth is, the Bali Chokhmah also walked up this path. Right? They dealt with this aspect. They noticed, okay, the people who chose some area, it could be just a, they chose for the week to be matvid, they use the word matvid, okay? But they, okay, and they chose for the week to walk with good posture. Etzem, the forcing, the self-control of constantly walking with good posture, okay, caused not only greater self-control in certain areas, but less impulsivity. And when you move from makes the attempts, you know, less physical impulsivity also creates less mental impulsivity. Okay? You draw things firm. Okay? We're talking about this. We're talking about looking into something which seems to pass this one way. You say, you know what? Stop, think a little bit. You know what? It's just a pattern going on here. It's just pleasant. It's not so pleasant. The MS is found in the lack of pleasure. The MS is found in stop. Think about what leads to things. Think about what things are implied. Think about what's assumed. That's healing. That's what the process of healing is. Healing in life, healing in wind. Okay? That's the attachment between you and the healing for him, reading the healing for him, is MS in understanding of Rana. The Adrilo Yodo. Not necessarily pushing, but the Adrilo Yodo, okay, is pushing, not impulsivity, but that point where I'm acting out of, now I've applied Precious, I've advanced towards Tara, I have more confidence in my solution. Okay? It's not Hashem. You should walk forward. Think forward. Be hesitant about impulsivity. Hesitant about pashtus, giving things thought, giving things feeling. With pure rhetoric, which is so black and white and so simplistic, you should step back and say, really? Hold on a second. We can get through. Usually those things in life are not so pushing. We're created complicated. Okay? Push brought the creator complicated. The road created a complicated person. That's what Chazal say in the Midrash about us. Okay? And in our own avodah, find some area. Whether it's in the nature. Some area where, whether it's in Gashmir, you know what? This I don't need. What's a man? I don't need to be so fancy. I don't need to be so that special. What's a man? Whether it's what I eat for dinner, I go to the something, you know? I don't need. I'll leave a little bit off. Okay? That's in Pusha's is that the chef? Reach MS in the Havana, we should have each, we should reach Eon in our deepest, and we should reach authenticity in our consciousness.